This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The 33 Chilean miners trapped underground are reportedly in stable condition. Food and other supplies are being sent down at regular intervals, as well as letters from family members who are waiting above ground. Now, in most of the world, letters written on paper are getting a bit rare. But for these men and their families, they are vital communication that can't be replaced, even by a video connection that was recently established. Annie Murphy has the story.
Camp Hope sits near the San Jose mine, a bunch of tents and porta-potties under the hot desert sun, where the families of the trapped miners have been waiting. Some people have returned to their homes. Many had to go back to work. But a handful are left, and they pass the time any way they can. A few young kids play soccer with police officers. Some people take naps. And almost all the family members write letters and wait for replies. Like Cristina Nunez, whose boyfriend Claudio is one of the miners. Cristina wears all her letters from Claudio in a pouch around her neck, along with a picture of him. He's pale and lanky and looks as impatient as Cristina says he is. She opens up the letter she got from him yesterday. The paper has already been unfolded and refolded many times, and the ink is beginning to smudge. Cristina reads aloud. "Hello, my love," says the letter. "I hope you're not sad." Claudio lists all the people he misses, and then he lists all the things he's dreaming of eating.
Cuando salga de aquí, comer hartas cosas ricas. Panqueque, calzón roto.
When I get out of here, he writes, I want to eat pancakes, sweet fritters, roast chicken with french fries, grilled steak. Most of Claudio's letters follow the same form. The start is meant to be read aloud to all his family members. And then the end is for Cristina alone. She won't even let me take a peek at the bottom of this letter. We never wrote each other letters before, she says. We always just said things face to face. But now it's almost like we're dating again. Cristina met Claudio when she was 15. They've been together for 10 years, and they have two daughters. But even though Claudio proposed many times, Cristina never wanted to get married. Now things are different. And there was something in her last letter that Cristina is too shy to mention. But her Aunt Maggie isn't.
She asked him to get married. Since we're her aunts, we're just waiting to find out if there's going to be a wedding.
Lily Pulgar is a social worker, and she's been watching families write letters.
It's like stepping back in time. But here, it's the only form of communication. You know, it's strange that we don't write letters anymore.
Lily says all this letter writing has made her realize that even if faster forms of communication have made letters seem obsolete, the format of a letter can help people express themselves in ways they might not be able to with text or emails.
Letters are longer. A person goes deeper in a letter. It comes from within. It's really different from what you write on Facebook or on the internet, which is so quick. Paper and pen give something more. With a letter, you can say many things that you wouldn't be able to otherwise.
Chata Segovia is also writing letters. She's camped next to Cristina Nunez and the two aunts. Chata is waiting for her younger brother, Darío. She scribbles to get the ink going.
Hola, hermanito. ¿Cómo estás?
She starts, "Hello, little brother." Chata didn't make it far in school and is embarrassed by her careful, looping penmanship. But she writes her brother notes almost every day to keep his spirits up and to let him know he hasn't been forgotten. As Chata finishes the letter, she writes, "Be strong, they're going to rescue you soon." And then she stops and scribbles out the word soon. She's crossed out soon, she says, because she's afraid it will remind Darío just how long he might be underground, since the rescue is expected to take up to 4 months. So I'm just going to leave it out, she says, and finishes. Hugs, your sister, Chata. For NPR News, this is Annie Murphy in Chile.